Okay, we're wrapping up from Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're learning about different kinds of charata, which means you regret you ever made an ed in the first place, or Pesach, where you find an opening. Had you realized this, would you have done it? But the Pesach cannot be something neiled that didn't happen before, but something that you should have imagined and you didn't think of it. Had you thought of it, you never made an ed. That's called the Pesach. So the Gemara tells us a story. We're up to one line above the wide lines. The visud Abaye, the wife of Abaye, Havilah, he bart. She had a daughter when she came into the marriage. She already had a kid, and she married Abaye. And then the girl became old enough for a shidduch. Who amar Abaye said, "Likrevoi, I want my stepdaughter to marry one of my close relatives." He amra, she said, as you would have it, "Likrevoi." No, she wants a daughter to marry one of her close relatives. Amar Abaye got angry, and he said, "Titzra nosilach, I proscribe you to have any hanor from me whatsoever. Iavart adatoy, if you go against my wishes, and umintzvalei lekrevach, and you marry my stepdaughter to you, one of your relatives, I don't want to know you anymore." What did she do? Like any good wife, she did what she wanted to do anyway, and she married the daughter to this her relative. Umintzvalei lekrevach. Now Abaye had charata. Also, the Kameh Rabbi Yisrael. He went to Rabbi Yisrael. Abaye went to Rabbi Yisrael. How does he undo his neder? Amalei, so he did a Pesach. Ilu have the yod. If you would have known the Avrit al Daiter, if you would have known that your wife wouldn't be scared and she wouldn't listen to you anyway, and she would do what her thing. She would go ahead anyway. Mi adarta, would you have made the neder in the first place? Amalei, in that case, I would never have made the neder. If so, v'shay Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, okay, if so, then Rabbi Yisrael was matir. Is that called a Pesach? Usually a Pesach is something else happened. Here the Pesach is directly what the neder was. The neder was the wife, you better not do this because this was going to happen. And she did it. Is that called a Pesach? And said, you realize you wouldn't have listened to you, what you've done. Usually a Pesach is a Mokum Acher. You know, a new variable that you didn't think of at the time. Yes, we find clear this is called the Pesach, because Vahatanya, we learned the story of the person he did as Ishtim La'alos L'Regel. He said to his wife, "I don't want you to be able to regel, it's not good for you, whatever." But Ovid, and she didn't listen. Al Daita, she didn't listen to his opinion, but also L'Regel, and she went. Uvali from Abiyasi, it came from Abiyasi. Omar Abiyasi said, "Atanav, Yilo Yisi Yadeh, if you would have known Shabbat, that he wouldn't listen to you. Vahil L'Regel, Klum Hadarta, Omar Loi. Vitir Abiyasi, Abiyasi was Mater." These are like Nidrei Zeruzin, we're saying it. This is a Chiddush in Nidrei Zeruzin. When Abaye made the neder, he really wanted to ask his wife. No, he thought that this is the best way to prove to his wife that he really meant it, that he wants the daughter to marry his own thing. Yeah, and it's not exactly Nidrei Zeruzin before, but there the seller and the buyer, they both, when they said what they said, they didn't mean it at all. They knew when they said four, they meant three, but they're talking. Here, he talked and meant she shouldn't marry his daughter. He meant it. It didn't mean to go so far.
There was what you're saying, if you realize that your letter is not going to help for you to achieve what you want to achieve.
Basically, yeah. So it's a new Geddon is a Zeruzim.
Which, for most of these things you can say, because if you make this kind of a nether,
well, what's this kind?
This nether wouldn't,
yeah, because this is a nether to somebody else. Usually nether is, I asked this meat, whatever it is. That's not such thing. Here, you're making a nether on somebody else's behavior. So that's like neither is a Zeruzim before. Okay, Mishnah. If I have a friend and I want him to eat by me, and I insist on him to eat by me, and he's not coming, I can also make a neder. You can go ahead and say the same thing of a neder zeruzin, and it's not really a neder. Then the Mishnah finishes off, which is very cryptic, and sounds like it's a continuation of this din. What you should do is say, call neder shani osid. The word loy we'll see later doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Kol neder sha'ani osid lidoy, who bottled it? Any neder that I will make in the future should be cancelled. All the neder in the future are cancelled. But when does that work? If you make a tanai that all my future neder should be cancelled. When you make a neder, you remember that you made this tanai. So then that tanai cancels out the neder. So it seems to the Mishnah, just the opposite.
No,
we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. But if you, don't remember what if you don't remember when you made the neder that you cancel it, then the neder, you have to stick to it. It's only if you remember when you made a neder, I said in the beginning of the year, whatever it is, I'm going to cancel the dharm. That's what it seems to the Mishnah. What does it have to do with the beginning? So you did it was good enough. Yeah, it's good enough. Yeah. That's what it seems. We'll soon see that it's not what it appears. It's not what it's going to be. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. But keep it. You're screaming to your friend, you better eat by me. And sound like the Mishnah, I swear, you better eat by me. And then right away you say, but you should know this net that is meaningless. So why would he listen to me? At the same time, he says, any future Nidorim I make, Yehei Botul should be cancelled. Then my friend won't listen to me, he won't come to my meal. So what did I achieve? Says Yehei Botul, you're right. The Mishnah is very cryptic over here, and the Mishnah actually has to be a break in the middle of the Mishnah. And Chesuri Mechsa, the word is missing. This is how you should read the Mishnah. Two separate, disparate dinim. This is how you learn. Case number one. I want you to eat by me. What kind? It's not a real neder. I'm only doing it to prompt you, to get you to eat by me. That's din number one. Now stop. Din number two. If I want to make sure a whole year, my nedarim will not be binding. You should stand there, Baruch Hashana, which we do in Yom Kippur, and as the taster says, Yom Kippur Hashana, Rikizos Kol Hashana. The Yom should say, Kol Neder Shani Osid Lider. Any nedarim I will make in the future, Yehei Bottle should be canceled, null and void. Now, says the Mishnah L'Chayda. What does the Mishnah say? And when does that neder become null and void? If you remember at the time of the neder, this tanai, so then the tanai has the capacity to cancel the neder. If I make a neder and I didn't remember that I made a tanai that I'll cancel it, then the neder remains. The logic is just the opposite. If you make a neder, and at the time of the neder you remembered clearly, you said, I'm not making any nedarim, and you still proceeded to make a neder, what does that show to us? Just the opposite.
You intended it.
You're canceling the tanai. You want the neder to be. The other way around, it should be that if you remember the tanai, it makes it worse. That means you cancel the tanai. You want the neder to be. Because I know I said I want a neder, and I still made a neder. Why did I make a neder? Who forced me to make a neder? I mean, I want it. I'm going to buy you right. There's a mistake in the Mishnah. Tani, learn ubilvad shelo yehei zocher b'shas haneder. If you don't remember the whole year about this tanai, you make your dorm throughout the year, then all the dorm are null and void. But if you did remember when you made the tanai, oh yeah, I said in the beginning of the year that I won't have any dorim, and I still made the neder, what does that prove? That I'm canceling my tanai and my neder is valid. Just the opposite of what we thought in the Mishnah. Rav Amar, here's the big machlekes
and
I'm
having.
Yeah,
yeah. Time a person comes and says, "Oh, boy, I made this neder," and so the Rav says to him, "How did you make? Did you make it?"
That doesn't help. That doesn't help. What is that?
So what is Abai saying?
If Monday afternoon 3:30, I'm about to make a neder, and I remember, I 6 months ago, I said any neder I make right now are not valid,
but I still said.
Yeah,
but I'm saying if you did make that neder,
afterwards it's too late. Then I need charot or pesach, whatever it is. But what you did in the beginning doesn't help. According to Abaya, if you did not remember, then all your nedarim are cancelled. There's no neder. If you did remember, then your neder is valid. That's
so
Abaya says.
Yeah. So according to Abaya, therefore,
I don't need to go to Rav. I don't need to go to Rav or anything. If I made a neder, yeah.
So when the guy makes a neder,
yeah,
and then he makes one and says, oh, you know what, I made a neder, you're
yeah,
so, and the
whatever.
Guy says to him, hey, do you remember that you made over Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, so that's it, it's over, it's another.
Walk away.
That's what Abaye says. Comes over. And that is actually the halacha. Comes along, Rava, the big machlek is a shame how to learn Rava. So we'll learn like the way most of shame here learn. Other places learn differently. Rava says, the way we can learn here, Rava agrees with Abaye in principle, but not in Pshat in the Mishnah. I agree with you, Abaye, that if you made a neder and you did not remember that you, in the beginning of the year, you said, oh, my dharma canceled, and your neder is canceled. It's not a neder. If you made a neder and you did remember Bishas and neder, I canceled the dharma, and you still made the neder, then the neder is valid. So he agrees totally with Abaye. But Rav is saying, yeah, I'll learn a new pshat in the Mishnah. There's a third kind of a neder. What's the third kind? The third kind is that if you remember at the time, and depends what you say. What do you mean? La'olam kidami mekara, where you learn the way the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, as long as you remember. You have to remember. And if you remember, then the neder is canceled. How can it be if you... L'chayba just said, if you remember, then the tanai is canceled. But the neder is valid. What do you mean the Mishnah says, if you remember, the neder is canceled? What's that case? It's a very weird case. It goes like this. You in the beginning of the year, you said that certain nedarim, that if I make a neder about meat, it's canceled. I know I'm under a lot of pressure, and they're going to put pressure on me. If I make any promises to satisfy my wife, my family, whatever it is, I want them all to be bottled. Later on in the year, you remembered you said something about certain things. There's no neder. You just couldn't remember what it is. So at the time of making a neder, you remembered that you made a tanai, but you couldn't remember what it is. So then the Mishnah says, is zochur, if you remember and you linked it. You said, whatever that, I'm linking it to whatever I said then. In other words, if I find out later, maybe I wrote it down, if I found later that I said that all my nedarim meat are worthless, then I want to stick to my original tanai. So then a week later, 2 weeks later, he finds out that's exactly what happened. Then even though he made a neder to his wife, I won't eat meat, the neder is canceled. That's when izochur, then the neder is canceled. Because you linked it to the tanai you made in the beginning and you couldn't remember exactly what you said. Here. Then the neder falls apart. If he doesn't add those words, if he doesn't remember, he doesn't add those words, I'm linking it to the past. But he remembered he made a tanai somewhere that my neder should be cancelled, and yet he proceeded to make a neder. Then the neder is valid. Then became a neder. Then the tanai is cancelled, and the neder is mekuyim. The mother says, Rav Huna bar Chinna sov l'midoshev pirkei. Rav Huna bar Chinna wanted in public to dash in these dinim. Guys, there's a way of making, ensuring yourself that even if you make the dorm really, you get a bad temper or whatever it is, it's nothing. He wanted to say, make it now, right? Let's all get up right now and say that all the dorm in the future are meaningless. Look how the Mishnah wrote this din. In the most cryptic way, without us Gemara explaining it, no one will know what Pshat the Mishnah is. You know why the Mishnah did it deliberately. Only Tamil Chama should know about this. Only people living in the Dorm of Chagim and Beis will know about this. But other people should know about it, because then people will treat the Dorm lightly. You want to do this in Shabbos Russia? Can't do that. Obviously, this Gemara causes big problems. So, what's this Kol Nidhi that we're doing? What's going on? First of all,
if you write down in the beginning of the year and you don't remember B'shas, let's say it comes in Cheshvan or Tavis, you can't remember that. But then you pick up a paper that you wrote in your diary and you find, I wrote the. So B'shas, you made the neder, you don't have to have in mind if you recorded it.
If you did have in mind, then the neder is valid, then it ruins it. First of all, the Ran says it here, this that some kehillas say Kol Nidre. So in the Ran's times, most killers didn't say Kol Nidre. Interesting. But I want to do a little tesis here, because tesis is very important. If you don't mind, we'll do a tesis. Tesis here, it's a little bit long, but this explains the whole Kol Nidre we do in davening. Tesis, Tana Mistim Stumin V'Adosh Lepirke, the last middle wide line. The first wide line, Mikan Mashma. You see it? Okay? The first wide line. Of Tosis. Tosis on the bottom and goes toward the end where it says Umutech Shmaitin. So what are we saying the last eight words of that line? See Tosis? The very wide, the widest lines in the bottom. Wide. There's three levels here. And the end of the first wide line here. Now, this is all for the future, right? Umutech Shmaitin, the last seven words of the line. Umutech Shmaitin. From this Gemara, Moichik Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam changed the version of Kol Nidre that was in his times. Mashikosu b'machzoidim b'Kol Nidre. It says in Kol Nidre, Meyoyim ha-kipurim sha'ovar ad-yoyim ha-kipurim ha-bo aleinu l'toivah. In the Kol Nidre in those days, it says, last year Yom Kippur, till this year, all the Nadarim, Kol Nidre, Sore, and all that should be bottled. He changed that. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Gersa.
Is this the first place in the history we know of the Kol Nidre?
No, it's already in the Siddur and this and that. But the Ran says...
The Siddur already before.
Yeah. The Ran says here, V'nida Shemasha, Oymim Tzas Kilas B'yam Kippurim Kol Nidre. So in the Ran's times, which the Ran lived after Rabbeinu Tam, only some did it. But Rabbeinu Tam changed it to the Gersa we have today. And our guess is, as he's in a minute.
So obviously, in Rabbeinu Tam's kihilas, they did say it.
Some. Again, some. Some did, some didn't. The Svurim Haim, because the problem with that is, Shematirin the Donalim Mishonish Avra, the Toyin. Those who had the gears of Meyayim Shikunish Avra think that somehow or another this is Meichel or Yenadonim. It's a mistake. Four reasons why it's a mistake. Number one, Chodah. The Bechol had Toras Nedarim. If this is a case of had Toras Nedarim, Boy Charotim Meikore Lechalapachas. We need the minimum Charotim. There's no Charotim in Kol Nidre. So obviously we're talking about the future, not the past. But there ain't on the place of Shacharot. There's no Charot, no regret. Number one.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't. Right. You'll see in a minute, there's no Charot at all, as we'll see in a minute. Number two. But even if you're going to argue like you're saying right now, there's Charot, the boy Yochin Mumcha Gimel Adyaitis. In order to be Vatla Neder, you need one Mumcha. When Machlek is a Shein, Mumcha means you have to have Smicha, which we don't have today, or even not Smicha, but a Tam Chacham. Or three Mumchin. But you don't have that because everyone is saying Kol Nidre together. What do you call it? I give me the Veleka. You don't have that. Number three. He says, the only way you can be matan neder is you have to spell out what nedarim you're talking about. No, where do we say exactly what we're talking about? in past tense. Number four. The guy who makes an edit cannot be matzah himself. Who's matzah the chazan and so on? No one says anything when the chazan says it. In fact, we don't even say it. Only the chazan says it. Who's matzah him? So that's how we change it to our kodesh today. We're talking about the future. Next year's. This smach ledavar. This is the proof is from our gemara. Haraitzah shalei is kaim in the dar. If you want to make sure you're done in the future, or bevad shalei yehi zocher b'shas haneder. Says that you know you don't remember at the time of the neder that you said kol nidrei. But if you remember you said kol nidrei every time you make a neder, then your neder is valid. That's why we got to do it every year because maybe you remembered. But after gav the oymed other shana tanan. This gemara says here shana. Why do we do kol nidrei yom kippur? But nam beyem kippurim avdin. And why do we say yom kippur? Ashkhan Yom Kippurim, the Ikir Rosh Hashanah. We do find that Yom Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. Kirchsi b'yecheskel b'Rosh Hashanah b'esel ha-chaydush. V'omru d'zeu Yom Kippurim d'yevul. So we see that why Rosh Hashanah can be called Yom Kippur. V'oy chuhu sambuchel Rosh Hashanah. Also Yom Kippur, now look, it says an interesting thing. Yom Kippur is Rosh Hashanah. Now look, it says it. U'lekach tekniu Yom Kippurim. And you see it today b'muchash. Why do we say kol nidrei Yom Kippur, practically speaking, better than Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says kol Hashanah, so why use a pulpit and say Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah? We should say kol nidrei Rosh Hashanah. Look what he says. You know why? B'shem Yom Kippurim bottle nekam alachas on Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to cook. Because when you're allowed to cook, a lot of people don't go to shul. On Yom Kippur, there's nothing to do at home. The ikah knuf yetuva. So on Yom Kippur, then more people come to shul than Rosh Hashanah, and we want all the people to be there when we make this learn. And the truth of the matter is, Kol Nidre has more people than any other throughout the year. Okay, then he says here. Okay, we'll skip a little bit here. Talks about the past. Three lines down, you see the Charatna. Sorry, forget it. V'hodam b'dinan b'chol nidre nadarna. Nadarna, you see it? Right in the middle of the line, two lines below. V'hodam, right in the middle of the line. We say the nadarna. Nadarna means the nadarna I already made in the past. The Rabbein at Tam just said we're talking about next year, and we say nadarna. Last year, Alma the Mashma the clear we're matter than the Darn from last year. Yes, Lima did not darn the Mashma stay Lashinus. No darn in Hebrew can mean one or two things. Kama Imbre P. Mashma kid Amri the Hainu Shaaba, it could be past tense. Or Mashma the Amina that I will say the Hainu Lahaba future tense. Hochinami Imbre P. Nidarn the Mashma Lahaba Shaaba, no darn can mean either one. What about a Charatna? Like you just asked. What are we saying? A Charatna? What kind of Charatna? We're talking about the future, not past. What kind of charatna? The oimer mechol nidre pirushi havi kishin is charet, future. I will make what I charat for. But he adds one very important clause: the ein moil bitul b'roish hashana ella kishin is charet olav la'achem mekan shenoda. After you made the neder, eventually you have to remember you said kol nidre, and you say, oh, so why in the world did I make a neder? In other words, Rabbi Tam's mechadash. If you made a you make kol nidre and you made a neder in the middle of the year, and you don't have charat of the neder, it doesn't help you say kol nidrei. And that's why we say it every year. Because even though I say kol nidrei every year, it could be the nedarim that I made that stayed. So this is a chiddush Rabbi in Tam. And that's why you say charat no. That's why. But if let's say you remember 3 months down the track, you made a neder, and then you remember kol nidrei and you don't care. You're not going to remember 9 months later or whatever it is. Yes, every year we get. That's what's reestablished, but to remind you, exactly. Now, here's an interesting thing now. So why do we say, right after Kol Nidrei in our Nusach, this explains the whole Nidrei, why do we say, Nislach L'chol Das, what kind of Slicha? Stop talking about all the Avedas, then why connect it to Kol Nidrei? Say in the middle of davening. Right after Kol Nidrei, the first thing we say, Nislach L'chol Das, what's Slicha for what? Says Rabbeinu Tam. You know why? Because zeu lefadish. This is, you know, we're talking about a specific aveira. What happened? You made a neder in the middle of the year. And you don't remember. You said, "Oh, I said kol nidrei, and I don't have to keep my neder." You don't remember. So you made a neder for 3 months. I won't eat or drink wine. And then you didn't keep your neder. So even though you didn't do an aveira because you actually said kol nidrei, but in your mind you did an aveira, and that needs kapara as well. The chol nidre, the yavar al nidre, you're over your neder. Harei the tzara kapara slichi, you need kapara. Avagav she'oizim mevatul kan shlo yodashav. Even though there's no neder here because you mevatul already when you don't know, Kidamrina, we say Gabi Isha by a woman. Harishinodra of a Hafila Baila, she made a neder and her husband cancelled it. The Hila Yadush Hafila Baila, she didn't know. But Hoysa Shaysa Yain, the neder was not to drink wine, she drank it. Amazing thing, if you in your mind think you didn't have it, even though Lapoy you didn't, you still need Slicha. That's why we say Nishlal Chodas. Okay, now let's go two or three more lines. Very interesting. You see the big word, Sova Lemidash of a Pirke? And skip that, go to the next one. Tana Stume Stamile, four words later, big words. So the taste is going to ask a brilliant question. So why do we say Kondit in public? The Gemara just said that we don't want to make this whole thing an issue, tell people that you can avoid Nidorim because people will treat it lightly. And then we go no more public place than a shul, and we say every year Kondit, which means that I can make as many dollars as I want, who cares? It defeats exactly the antithesis of what the Gemara said right here. Why would you make Kondit? And Taisus' answer is amazing because it's hard to understand. Anyway, look, let's see Taisus. Tanus to Mizamila Shemichavink Tasa Tane. The Tane wants to Shala Yinigo Kolas Reish Medar Kolas Medar. That's why you treat it lightly. That's why we had the Mishnah was very cryptic. We had to add words. The way I explained before, the whole idea of the Chol Nidre is not for the past but for the future. How is it we say Chol Nidre in a shul from a minion, from everybody? And the more people, and we said before that more people come Chol Nidre to the shul than any other shul in the whole year, and that's when we say Chol Nidre. Doesn't make sense. But Amar Hochad Loi, that you shouldn't say in public. The Shlomo can answer. The Hocha Hainu Dafka, so Taisa answers, not like the Ran who completely argued Taisa, that this whole din that we are worried about treating lightly is only Amaratzim. Only Amaratzim. The Osul Pirka, they don't come to Davin, they only come to Shiurim. So in Shiurim, in Yeshabas lectures, they only come to the Rav Zerosha, then they walk out. So when it comes to the Rav Zerosha, opposite of today, so when it comes to the Rav Zerosha, don't talk about it. But at Davening, talk whatever you want, because they're not there. Interesting. Number one, look at the second answer. V'oy is even more interesting. K'shayadorshin l'loyz is belaz. When they gave a drosha, they spoke in English. Spoke in mamalosh, in Yiddish. So everybody understood what you were saying. But if you say in the drosha that, guys, here's a way out that you can make as many nedarim and you're not responsible, that's terrible. Well, the kach that's why you don't say it in Yiddish. Abo kol nidri is in Aramaic. Not even Hebrew. Why is it in Aramaic? Shu betargum. Ain't kol ha'om mevinim. Nobody understands what it says anyway. Because you don't understand it, that's why you should not have English machzeirim, because it rules the whole thing. You hear an answer of Tesis. I don't know which answer is better. Where's the second? Yeah. Yeah. Because though they do understand. Yeah, but this was Kondit was not done in those days. It was done in the Tam's time and everything was Hebrew. Yeah, so you shouldn't understand. Sorry? No, there's not. And so therefore he said, exactly, they don't even know what they're saying anyway. So that you shouldn't have English machzeirim, you should start from after Kol Nidre. I'll explain what's going on.